nature has been made a mother, and we call it Mother Nature. Nature's our mother. The mother don't care for you always. Yes, I am telling you, I'm 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 telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm and it's not here, out of time, it's on time.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? See, if you can't understand that coming, 20 or 30 years ago, there wouldn't be any patience for it as it is now. Mm-hmm. 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 People 20 or 30 years ago, they didn't see their life getting like they see their life getting now, morally. Mm-hmm. And religiously, even spiritually, their life is getting now. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, they see it now. So if you come out with these kind of people now, the people that really feel the threat of their own moral life and feel the life you take away from them, no, they see a new life, a new hope, a new opportunity to live again. We don't have to die as religious people. This is a new hope for us, you know. And they'll come into it. So it's right on time, and a new opportunity for people to see. The society going to eventually come away from churches and these other places that are going to come out of church going to start buying more and more of this language. I know. That's right. And really, they're looking for ways to do it. So the same kind of spirit is in them too. The sincere ones, they're looking for ways to translate their religion to fit today's problem, today's situation, you know. They're looking for it. The Jews, they have a plan for it. They always stay ahead of everybody else. And they had planned to be there. They had planned to come out. They knew what they had done. They had messed the world up and sent them away from the church. They had planned to bring them back to the Jews. And they were going to come out with the whole Bible done. They said they were doing the whole Bible. And movies, of the whole Bible. You see, because they got the media. They got the vehicle for it. So through the movies and the media, they were going to introduce their interpretation of the whole Bible and get all religious people back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did messed up. They don't know what to do. Ideological argument, it's the enemy. if he's like the first thing, if he's perfect, if he is perfect, that is, of the thing, you don't fight him with that. Because what you do is give him the advantage that he doesn't have now. And the thing is, with your superior knowledge, they will get your superior knowledge. You just make them stronger. So the Jews' way is not to come out in any public debate and debate with an ideology with other people. Especially similarly, you will not debate hidden meaning with other people. Because if you debate, you have to give his side. If you give his side, he's exposed. It's an advantage. He let out his advantage over people. So what they're doing, they come out with fiction, any kind of way, with fiction. And that fiction is to tell me, and to tell others that might get it, change me up with it. They can't come out with the argument, they're going to have to give out more than, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they reply to you with fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, that fiction goes everywhere, and that's in the Bible. It says that, the earth shall come under darkness. The whole earth shall come under darkness. And in the end of this book, the whole earth shines with light. So that means it's not just going to be the water, spiritual side. It's going to be spiritual politics for everything. Their knowledge has gone into all of it. And has colored the language of all of it. Colored the language of politics, of science, of religion, of everything. So, and then the vision to use communication, and the communication division, to use all of these languages, all of these fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the studies you use them in all of
them. That's right.
Vision, science, everything. But communication is where you have this stronghold, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have the stronghold, communication. We used to have it in business, but not there no more. But still, the last stronghold is communication. Now look at the Bible. I tell you how Allah has guided me and I'm on time.
Mm-hmm.
Say that the last place the beast will be in the lake.
Right?
Right?
Yes, that's right.
In the lake. Now he was on land, he was on sea. And one time he was on land, he was on sea, he was everywhere. But his final showdown will be in the lake.
Right.
Now we just thought of the lake as being a church. It does have that meaning too. But the last is put by a man on the lake, it means communication. The communicative nature of the people is like water. If you touch it, it's very sensitive. The vibrations go all out. Right away, if you give me a message, it goes to me. Right away, it'll see my whole body, especially if it has weight. The stone that has weight just ripples throughout the body of water, right? The little one just can find it. The heavier the stone, the heavier the ripple. Right.
Oh, baby, but I like to see it.
I like to tell people to join and say it like breaking it. But the idea, the concept. So the beast is in the lake, meaning he is in the communication control of the people. He has control over communication that we can see. So if anything we see, he's controlling it. He's in that lake. He's ruling that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you see now? Who drew the circles like whistling water for communication?
Yeah.
That's right, the brother. Didn't nobody do that but the Jews. Yeah. It's the concept of the water, how the water ripples. So they know water means communication.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob.
Yes.
All right, Bob.
Now look, if water is communication, plus spiritual life, I'm all life. Now look, if God rains down the water from the heavens for people, he rains down the correct communication. His revelation is correct communication. False communication and true communication. True communication has to come from God. Yeah. So these people, they had plans to give the whole Bible, but now they can't do that, so you know what they're doing? They know, they hear a band. You think it's an accident that the sunshine treat issues that I talk on all this life, especially when things that come out kind of safe and locked, come out just in less than a matter of weeks.
That's right.
I know certain things. All of it. You didn't know. Those are some times. They come out. For some time, we can go malaria, and I'm losing malaria. That's the one they want to be free. And those movies that they brought about, the new change in fiction, came about since I was free.
That
wasn't before I was free.
I see that.
Right. New idea in fiction has come since I've been free. The concept that they're dealing with in fiction.
And they're running those fictions like they never ran before. One right after another.
Right. Even Superman.
That's
all Superman back out. Jesus himself though he represents a unity of these, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. So when he went out, then the old world came back. So actually, though Jesus came, we're still under the old world. We're under the world still. The world of Noah. According to Bible teaching that. And the world of Noah, it had to be protected by keeping spiritual separation from righteousness. According to their own teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was its salvation. Keeping the material, the rational, separated from the spiritual. So this world crucified Jesus and brought it right back into that. Keeping the rational separated from the spiritual.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of the ark and the flood was convenient with the water.
Yeah. No, it is keeping the picture of it. Putting the picture of it
in the ark.
That's right.
The water convenient.
It's pitch. Well, they built the ark of wood.
Yes.
And then they filled it with pitch. All around. So the water couldn't come in.
That's just a float on top of it.
That's right.
Would I be ruling over it or just?
Yes, the rational rules the spiritual, right? And don't allow the spiritual to come into the rational.
Mm-hmm.
And don't allow the rational to come into the spiritual.
So that water will represent the nature.
Represent the spiritual consciousness of the people. Spiritual life and consciousness of the people. Yes, sir. He also said that his boots, the same thing, his ummah, with fall on the materialist, with come on the materialist. It means the same thing. And he prophesied that the Dajjal would gain power over the world. But how is the Dajjal going to gain power over the world with the Muslims, with his ummah killing? Right, he can't. So the material sweep of his ummah and the Dajjal coming into power is changed. Mm-hmm. And who will do it? Who will bring the people back? Who will meet the Dajjal? Some say Christ. Some think it's Christ, not in that connection, but in that connection, he will come and he will really, it is there, but he was there. They don't make a correct connection, but it is a direct connection, possibly. They don't make that direct connection often, but it is a direct connection. The God rides the donkey, and Christ rides the donkey. It's different. Right? Okay, so actually the Dajjal that's riding the donkey is the Christian church, Christianity. Christ rode the donkey, but now Christ has been substituted for this false religion. So it's the Christianity now that rides the donkey. Christ rode the donkey for the donkey's protection. But the Dajjal rides the donkey for a position of authority in the world. But I can show you some scriptures here at a time. I can show you where scripture has laid it out for the blueprint out for them to come into the ignorant masses. Yes. And how has Christianity come to power? Only the Jaw riding the donkey. Now, how this point do you see it now? The Quran come and knock the Jaw off the throne. The Quran will get up and slap, like I started on the flag. The Quran flies, it's a message of life. It lights the world and it can fly through the sky, but it needs some propel. So who's going to meet the Dajjal? Prophet Muhammad himself. He can't meet the Dajjal. They have to have a leader, and he said that there will be an imam. Prophet Muhammad, authentic Hadith, Bukhari and Muslim. So Allah will raise up an imam. Allah will raise up a Allah, meaning the teacher. Same teacher. Allama means I learn. Ta'aleem teacher. Mu'allam teacher. Allah will raise up a Mu'allam. Allah will raise up a Mujaddid. Allah will raise up a head guide. Allah will raise up a Shaheed, a witness. Allah will raise up an Imam. Mu'allam is a teacher. If he raises up a Mu'allim, that means he's teaching him. A Mu'allim is a teacher. He's going to raise up a teacher, that means he's running on teaching. So that's the key for understanding the whole thing. The Imam is not just going to be an Imam. The Majestic is not just going to be a Majestic. The scholars of Arabia ain't going to teach him how to be a Majestic. He's going to be a Mu'allim, and he's not going to be taught by others. He's going to be raised up by Allah. Now look all over the universe and you won't find anybody.
I know that.
You won't find nobody sitting at the kitchen but myself.
That's right.
And that's a sign that Allah has made me the majestic.
Yeah. That's all I'm
saying. No, it's too bad. And they can't handle the problem. And their own people are helping me out. Their own people hear that criticism of me and then send it. Prophet Brother sent me that. Hadith.
Brother Imam, I just want you to have it. Said, Allah will raise up a teacher, a mu'allim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a foreign Muslim that sent me this. Mm-hmm. Right. And I read that, I said, all praise Allah. And it's authentic hadith. Not some of those, like the Christ of the soul and all that stuff that, you know, is halfway not all together. You know, but this is Bukhari and Muslim. No, even Christ of the soul, I think, is Bukhari and Muslim too. But there are some hadith that are not really don't have the authentic approval of staff that the others have. But these that I've been giving you, they are among the most authentic hadith. That's right. God is going to raise up a mu'allim. I ain't going to raise up a mu'allim. They might say, well, it's one of our scholars that we're going to do. Y'all raise him up, then we... If he raise up a scholar of a mu'allim, it means he's going to teach it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Meaning that his knowledge won't come from the school. It'll be just like Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Muhammad didn't get his knowledge from those schools.
Mm-hmm.
His knowledge was revealed to him. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. But he won't be on Muhammad's level, so therefore he won't be the prophet. He'll be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not getting the Quran. The Quran won't be revealed to him.
Right.
Not afresh.
Mm-hmm.
But the knowledge will be revealed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it doesn't make him a prophet, it makes him just a qualified representative of Prophet Muhammad. And believe me, there's a lot of things. I hope Allah bless you with the life to do it. And you see it, you're going to be amazed.
Mm.
If you believe.
Amazed now.
No, I'm talking about Dawn Elijah Muhammad.
Mm.
Dawn Elijah Muhammad has been assigned. And when it's all tied in, you see. I don't read no history that shows more of the presence of God and his miracle working for our earth and to right understand it. I don't see no math for it in the Bible. But God will give you all this stuff. Good. It's great. But he has done that and even the more for us. I've seen the duplicate of the same thing. You know, we understand. We understand it. And all the lies of my heart, he is a sign. And the people that use him secretly, they never thought that he would see it. But Allah has shown it to me. And through me, others don't see it themselves. How they use him. And that's it. They're going to earth him behind all the lies of my heart. They're going to earth him in a new thing. Yeah. You hear me? But I didn't really turn out wrong. The baby is the wrong baby. One rosemary baby, fast baby. Mother, the child was born, stillborn. chip on it. Or either with an angel did it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see the same kind of language? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Father Muhammad was one. Was one from their group, but one that broke with their group and got by with it. But he fooled them. He had them thinking that he was going to make us, and they couldn't see. He had faith, and faith is what did it. He had faith that the Quran would be more powerful than that and would bring the community to the Quran. The people that he was a part of, whose circle he was a part of, they didn't have faith that the Quran would do that, and they thought that he was their man. They looked at him, we got it. Islam will never have a chance in America. Islam and Christianity has been destroyed in America. Yeah, because of this kind of introduction. To the English masses, you see. So they thought it'd be finished. So he's bringing Islam right, like what we want to bring Christianity. And he's making his man religion, and he's destroyed it. Give him a star place among them. Now they wonder, that bastard, did he betray us? How in the hell is this?
God bless me to remember the exact.
That's right. Well, patience, yeah, that's right. Patience with myself, and patience with the people, too. Because
I was anxious to get it over. Not why did I be patient with myself? Because if I had started too early, maybe my understanding wouldn't have been solid. And patience with the people, patience to wait. The people would take a gift into another spirit. The people weren't even in a spirit to really listen to this kind of problem. Yeah. But it must have been when I was when real change came, in my understanding. Light of understanding. It must have been, couldn't have been earlier than 72, I don't think. But even as far back as 71, it was thought.
Did you feel yourself?
70 and 71, yeah.
Did you feel yourself moving toward this in the 50s and the 60s? Or just, you just started getting
into
it in 67?
No, sir. Actually, in 67, I didn't know where I was going. All I knew was I wasn't going where I'd been. That's all I did. But I actually know where I was going, no, sir. No, sir. It wasn't until, to tell you the truth, knowing where I was going, that wasn't until 74. That's when I actually knew where I was going. Yes, sir. That's when I knew where I was going. What I mean by that, before then, I thought that maybe I'd be a scholar, a teacher, a scholar, because I wanted to go back to school. So I thought maybe I would be a teacher, a scholar, a religion, and just help out, help people come to better understanding to real Islam. But doing 70, late 73 and 74, the understanding started coming. And I knew then that I had a mission, not just to be a teacher with teachers, but to lead. Yes, sir. And I knew the leadership would be for this community first. Be this community. But the leadership wouldn't stay with this community. I knew then that the leadership wouldn't stay with this community. I knew at that time that I was going to be a leader for church people. Mm-hmm. And believe me, a lot of church people mm-hmm. have followed. They don't call me a leader. Mm-hmm. But they have listened to what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and they've gone back to the church. Mm-hmm. What I mean, going back to preaching. They had just become almost given up. Mm-hmm. Or slowed down. Now they're going back to preaching, and they're preaching with new enthusiasm and new spirit and everything. Yeah. So it's because the interpretation have given them new life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can go into that, just passing on what I learned from you. Passing on to others.
Yeah, you know.
And it inspires.
Power change them, that's
Christians,
right.
You know?
Well, there's a woman, this woman. She admits that she was influenced by my teaching. No, this woman that preaches out here, all these people out here.
Coleman.
Yeah. That's right. Right. Reverend Johnny Coleman.
She teaches three different sessions. They can't get enough people
in. Yeah, I know. I heard about
it. She had to leave and come back, Three, and they just be packed. Three different lectures.
Well, she got all the teachers. Probably still getting it. You know, her sister is a sister that worked with us. Sister Barbara Green used to be called Barbara Salima.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's her sister.
I didn't know that. Now I can understand it better.
Yeah.
Got the ingredients and went on back.
Yeah, I know she used to. I know how she used to act. She used to act like a spiritualist, sanctified or something like this.
Well, I believe she is a God-fearing woman, although she's kind of mean now.
Who is that now?
This is Barbara Saliva.
Oh, yeah.
She could be mean at times. I mean, she gets street. She could get down in the street.
That's right.
But she's a God-fearing woman. I do believe that.
Well, what about this Pastor Baird? I mean, what is his thing?
You know, he used to sit here and take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard him teaching one Sunday, and he was really hooking up the commercial. I mean, he was using the teaching.
Yeah,
he was using it. When you said Bud Wise, you said he took them commercials and just, you know, he was lining up. And then he was doing a real good. I was telling my father, my mother, we were sitting there listening to him. Then all of a sudden, as he started, he got pneumonia. And I said, he done messed up that whole lecture. I told him, I said, Daddy, you don't mess up that whole lecture. He didn't act the same person. I said, yes, it is.
I thought you told me, but you heard it right, though. It wasn't the same man coming out of that thing. He thinks religion is a game, that's about it. Well, he in for it. He thinks just play the game to your advantage and to help the society, that's all. And any contribution you make to help society is all right, but make sure you get your contribution.
When we went to that dinner, me and Shakespeare Bob went to that dinner, testimony dinner where they invited you. When they came there, they looked like Arabians. You know,
that old man looked like that. Is that time life?
Yes,
it is.
It's time for
it. We want a different thing. We want
happy, yeah.
Went on a physical plane.
Well, I think we got accommodations here for you all overnight. I know you all are this subject, this phase. Well, I spoke to you tonight, but I know I'm glad we spoke to you. I know. Can I please ask you just one question? Yes, sir. It's kind of getting away from this, maybe, but it's something that was on my mind about
life, well, I saw life after death, physical death.
Yes, sir.
About like the soul hovering around whatever it committed or misused in this world. You know what I mean? They say, for instance, like if they misused a person and really hurt the person, done some real damage to the person, that it would be a punishment life if they hovered around that person even after that physical death. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, I had heard that you...
Now, who did the damage come to? The person who
was
around?
The person is still living.
And it shows who around that person?
It's just like if I did you wrong.
I see, okay.
And like if I worked against you.
All right.
And you were doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working against you. I'm lying on you. I'm doing everything to you to try to trick you, to try to stop you from what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would die physically.
Mm-hmm.
Physically die.
Mm-hmm.
Then my soul would hover around you, not that you'd be conscious of it,
mm-hmm.
and not that I could even communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
but that would be sort of a punishment, where I would have to be apologizing to you, wanting to make up for what I've done, you know, and I couldn't.
All right, I got you.
I know I may not have it just right, but.
I got you. All right. You know, that expression, life after physical death,
mm-hmm.
is one that we have to use, but it doesn't fit to it. But actually, life after physical death is not what we mean. Because actually, the life we're talking about is of the only life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only life. Because the physical is dead already.
Mm-hmm.
The physical is not spiritually alive, the physical is dead. Yeah. Yes, sir. So the physical goes back to the physical, right?
And you just keep on living.
That that is alive, remain alive.
Yes,
that that is never born, it ain't
yes,
never born. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I really understand that.
Right. Now, if souls would hover around that person, then that would be their deception. Souls that hated a person and wasn't in a car with that person couldn't move around that person.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be the deception of those souls. They would think they were moving around that person.
In their conscience.
In their souls.
Mm-hmm.
In their souls, they would think they would be moving around that person, but they wouldn't. Yes, sir.
It's just like other things you have in your mind that are not so.
Yes, sir.
Because of your honesty.
That's right.
Does that have any connection when Allah says in the Quran, God takes the souls a minute at the night.
At death?
At death.
And at night too, that's right.
And at night.
At sleep.
And those
at
night.
They send back.
Yes, sir. At the, doing sleep means your conscience. Nefs is used for conscience, is always also used for soul. Doing sleep means your conscience. It means that your conscience is in God's charge at night. You don't have control of it. Right. It only means you don't have control over it. You're completely in God's charge.
Is that what accounts for dreams?
Well, yes, sir, because you don't have no control over it. So whatever comes up, it comes up. But not disagreeing, that's talking about your conscience.
Yeah.
But you, in your conscience, it's like dead. You're like dead. You're living, but you're like dead. So at that time, you are not directly influencing your conscience.
I see.
So God may give it to dreams, or he may give it to blackness, or nothing. Right? Or he might give it to inspiration.
Yeah, because you wake up sometimes writing.
Some people wake up running from what they do. It wasn't that short.
And those are sad not he takes during their sleep.
That's right.
And those that he passed a decree of death upon, he keeps back from returning to life.
He holds it back from returning to life.
But the rest he sends to their bodies for a term appointed.
That's right. That's right. And he does this through the law that he has established. He established a pattern on which life operates. And he does that through the through his Qadri, Shahidahi wa Qadri. But the soul we're talking about now that lives on is more than just a consciousness. It is something that you can only see in a dream. In a dream, your consciousness comes alive, but also the whole life comes alive. You can have sexual experiences in your dream. Any other experience, you can have any physical experience in your dream, and seem as real as this physical experience out here. That God takes their souls at night is referring to that conscience. This is not referring to the total thing that you experience, you know. But at death, this is what will be due to hell if you're not blessed. And that's what's be given to heaven if you're blessed.
The
total person, which is his soul. The total life, which is his soul. That life that can experience pleasure, pain, everything. Just like people have wet dreams. And in their wet dreams, they experience sex, sexual sensations. Right? Right. All right. Why? Because the sex life is still there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sex life is still there. So if this happened in a dream, and you experience it in your sleep, right?
Yes.
Because the sex life is still there. Then if God bring your soul to a new reality, to a new world environment, if that soul can turn on without your consciousness, on to what's live in the environment without your consciousness, couldn't it turn on to a new environment?
Yeah.
This is a kind of rational understanding that a believer can get for the basis as a basis for believing in the continuation of life. Yeah, of his total life. Well, I say this. You know, I used to be a disbeliever. I was a nation of Islam. Yeah, I'm raising these children, I'm just like to say, I was a disbeliever. Misbeliever, whatever you want to call me. I didn't believe. But my heart was right, and I knew I had to follow it wrong, because this is the right book, you see. So I said, what does this mean? Prophet Muhammad will be in the heaven. We will be in the hell. But the Holy Quran tell the prophet, you're going to die. Tell him you're going to die, you know. Now, he can't die spiritually. He's a prophet. He ain't die spiritually, so it's nothing. Y'all we have to accept. You know what I mean? Even my mind, you know, at that time, had to accept. This song of the prophet is going to die. Prophet Muhammad is going to die. Okay, but God promised him that he's going to connect him back with his relatives, with his companions. Yeah. And then tell the believers to hope for certain type of companions in this afterlife, you know? So how is this, you know? So I'm trying to rationalize, okay? So I'm saying, okay, Prophet Muhammad through us, he will have this, you know? Prophet Muhammad through us, is he? You know? Prophet Muhammad in his teaching, he'll be united with us. Once we come into the knowledge, he'll have new companions, not the same ones, but new ones. Not the same Muhammad, but in his knowledge, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm writing that. I'm trying to make the same word in the understanding that I had. Okay. I'm rationalizing, I go to sleep and Allah gives me an experience because he knew I wasn't satisfied with my own rational thing. He gave me experience in sleep and I woke up. I said, Alhamdulillah, I'm the thing that I was disbelieving in, he made me experience it. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but he made me experience it. The thing that I disbelieved in, he made me experience it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say you can't cut?
No, sir, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
It was a spiritual thing that I didn't believe could happen in physical life. But it happened to me. And that same night that I went to sleep, after thinking on that, rationalizing and all that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think I kind of understand.
Yeah, in my sleep I have this experience. And wake up. And after that I had other experiences. I was my witness. You might say it was an illusion or something. Maybe it was an illusion, but if God can produce an illusion, that is real. I began saying my prayers awake in the day. That's like I am now. At a certain point in my prayer, I was this high up off the physical flow. Now you can say it was an illusion, whatever you want to say. It was an illusion. But if God can create that real under an illusion. For me, when I didn't want to go up, I had no desire to go up in no air.
I understand. I really do.
And still, it's reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though you might say, well, it didn't go up physically from that floor, it was still a reality. God has the power to make me physically off the floor in my conscious mind so that I don't see myself in any way other than physically off the floor, then God has still lifted me up from the floor physically. Yeah. Even though science probably said he didn't move physically from the floor, I say in reality I did move physically from the floor. Because at that time I was in my conscious mind and I'm off the floor and I see the floor under me, I see everything, I'm off the floor. So science say, no, you were still on the floor. We had the hand was out here. We felt your foot on the floor. I say, you look here. You felt some foot on the floor. My foot was up in the air. My feet were up in the air. Right, you see what I mean? So God has power to produce a new reality. That's what I'm saying. God has power to produce another reality.
No, I just want to say something about witness. What are you saying?
Right.
A dream is the same way.
We
a dream is the same way. You are dreaming. You're running down the street.
Yes.
Your body's laying in the bed.
That's right.
You got hands and
that's
feet,
right.
And you see yourself.
And you're experiencing that.
That's
as
right.
Real as anything.
Right. And if you see your hands, I've been bitten by a dog in a dream. Mm-hmm. And he bit my hand. And I felt it.
I knew it.
But when I woke up, my hand in the bed wasn't bent on, but it was real.
That's right.
And I fought the hell out of that job, by the way, I killed it.
Yes, sir. All right, if you get in touch with him, you're going to meet with me them this Friday. I ain't going to work out tonight, but I've been speaking with him.
Friday, ma'am,
These people, all they've done was stolen from the prophets.
That's feet, right. And you see yourself.
And you're experiencing that.
That's
as
right.
real as anything.
Right. And if you see your hand, I've been bitten by a dog in a dream. Mm-hmm. And he bit my hand. And I felt it.
I know
it. But when I woke up, my hand in the bed wasn't bent on, but it was real.
That's right.
And I fought the hell out of that dog. By the way, I killed it.
Yes, sir. All right, if you get in touch with John, he's going to meet with me this Friday. Now, I ain't going to worry about tonight, but I've been speaking with him.
Brother,
we're
going to call him
$6
in my
pocket.
I'm
going to
leave in the
$6 in my pocket tonight. That really helped me when you talk like that.
I mean, did you get a chance
to really check the
thing for the mission? Yes. You can check the Friday.
Yes, sir. Right. Okay, if you were around and around right here, that'll be enough, okay?
Yes, sir. Can we copy that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I'm going to leave it with you. This is that brother.
These people, all they've done was stolen from the prophets.